Muffled sound of fist on flesh, blows to chest, no breath, air gasps. You ain't nothing but white trash, bitch. With each hit, each kick, each broken rib, crack, crack, bones are crying. Mommy's crying and bleeding and pleading, and then daddy wants to fuck. Dick hard, swelled with power rush. And as if all that wasn't enough, mommy's 7 months heavy with birth as daddy grunts and curse, drunk nothings in her bloodied ear. First lullaby, first son we'll ever hear and never forget. Mommy almost bled to death when she have him, finally. She'd already lost 3, uterus bruised, shredded and weak from being daily beat, and Friday nights were the worst, and daddy never came with flowers. Instead, he spent hours at some corner spot with some bar cock named Cookie, putting his thing down, soiling mommy's sheets with sweet talk shit, Cookie's cheap lipstick, hair grease, sperm, and Jezebel juice. To hell with the good news that he was a father for the first time, his thirst for wine and women clouded his vision. No warm welcome for mother and son, just the rank smell of ass crack, funk, and cum. But mommy's prayerful strength, her best defense, she burned the dirty linens, made a fresh bed, laid sleeping first son down, and never made a sound as she purged her scourge with birth blood and quiet tears, watching as her fears and love and sacrifice lie there in his soft skin and new life, breathing, dreaming, fresh from God's eye. Mommy's little survivor, like her. Mommy called crazy and scorned, cause she two more born. One boy soon after, the girl much later, and although they were both sung the same lullabies of hate, her first son, the first one whose womb world was profaned, came of age playing street games with Stewie, Rezzy, and little brother till his heart start to wither in pain and shame. Blamed mom for the wrong she let daddy do to her and him, let sins of the father cause his innocence to wander. Found honor amongst thieves, chose to squander his dreams, stop believing in himself, become prodigal with his life, make impossible shit right with gang ties, crime, lies, erase wise, woeful words of mother, replace them with absurdities of others who had also lost their way. Played a different kind of street game now. First son plunge deep, speak street family vows. Espouse no causes but his own. See, he couldn't protect mommy's neck from daddy's grasp, or protect mommy's ass from daddy's wrath. Couldn't shield her ears from daddy's foul mouth, liquor breath, jeers. His only defense, sir, be confidence. Brown bottles housed his swift descent. Phones called cops on block frequent for his shenanigans now. Daddy and him twins in addiction, driven to false-hearted heavens and friends by liquefied demons, had become what he despised from conception till end, destined for demise. Survived 9 lives of staying high, conning, jewelry pawning, arrests, theft, womanizing, only for money, never for sex. Bullet in chest, baseball bat to the head, left for dead. So eyes wide and glassy, speech slow and slurred, lips twitched with caked up codeine candy in mouth corners, 1 December 24th. Mr. Hyde and false friend took final ride to suburban supplier. Shots were fired by the gray man with shaky hand but not shaky enough to miss, hit, lost boy in back. So-called friend runs for door, leaves first son bloodborne, lying alone in blood on cold floor. Death was the cost of returning to innocence lost.
But the big story this morning, a shooting at a Warminster pharmacy results in the death of a Mount Airy man.
Baby sis awake for dawn on Christmas morn to mommy's sobs and shakes, daddy's silhouettes of regret, all past omitted and absolved by loss, as they clung to each other, knowing.